you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This dude makes me laugh like a few others, actually. The Moist Tour is coming to Omaha, the Orpheum Theater on November 18th. Tickets are on sale for all of his dates at JimJeffries.com. We love Jim Jeffries.
Morning.
Hi, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How you doing, brother? Good to talk to you again. How you been?
All right. I just come back from Australia. I'm ready to go on this tour. Been doing a few warm-up gigs. How are you guys?
Did you spend COVID in Australia or in the United States?
Well, I live in America, so I've been spending all of COVID in America. But I just went out to do the tour in Australia. And Australia at that stage had about zero cases. You still have to quarantine for 2 weeks in a hotel. And in the 2 weeks that I spent in the hotel, they had about 100 cases, and they shut down the country. So I spent 2 weeks in a hotel room, and then I got out. The tour was canceled, and I got on a plane, and I came back to America. So
nice. Now, yeah. But they did it right. Did Australia do it right in the beginning, unlike us?
They did very well in the beginning.
Right.
In the beginning, they did well, and now they're getting they've shut the country down again because no one's vaccinated over there. So,
is that lack of supply?
Lack of supply, or are they just dumb like some people?
Well, a little bit of a lack of a supply, and also just that they had no COVID, so they had nothing to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they started to believe that they could be a country that was just shut down the whole time, that no one was allowed in and out of. You know, it was a prison originally, so they had the infrastructure ready to go.
That's a good point. So you spent 2 weeks in a hotel and then had the... And you could you leave the room?
No, I couldn't leave the room. My wife's 7 months pregnant.
Oh.
So she was there with me. And we all know how emotionally stable the 7 month pregnant people are. So there was no arguments or anything. It was easy going. So we couldn't leave the room. We couldn't open a window or anything. We had a security guard that sat out the front of our hotel room, and they just gave us food. But they did let us use Uber Eats. So that was a recipe for getting fat, just sitting in a COVID in a hotel room and just getting Uber Eats. And, you know, so it wasn't the healthiest couple of weeks of my life. Let's put it that way.
Well, did you have two rooms? Was it a suite? Could you get away from each other at all?
No, it was a suite. We had a little off section to the side. Yeah, we could get into what I did was I bought a PlayStation for the 2 weeks.
Okay,
and then whenever you know we were done with each other, I just put my headphones on, so I would just that would be my separate room.
so basically, you flew. Since they canceled the tour, then so you flew down there just to spend 2 weeks in a hotel, and that was it, and flew right back.
I spent 2 weeks in a hotel, and I do have available a lot of Australian 2021 tour T-shirts at a very cheap price that I have online.
Yeah, you should sell those on this Moist Tour. Why are you calling it the Moist Tour? Just to piss people off because they don't like the word moist?
Well, yeah, it was one of those things I was trying to name. Naming comedy tours is kind of pointless. Like with music, you'll probably have a song that, you know, that you've named the tour after, or an album that you've named the tour after, or whatever.
Right.
But with comedy, you name the tour before you've ever even written the tour. You know what I mean? Like, most of the jokes, you're still working out, So I, you know, look, I've said the C word so many times it's lost all meaning. And I Googled what's the most offensive word in the English language, and moist came up, number one.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's not even a swear word. And I don't even know why people dislike the word moist. It only describes good things. You know, you go, oh, that cake's really moist.
Right.
No one ever goes, you know, that, like, you never describe. I won't get sexual about it, but you know what
now,
I'm
saying? We can get sexual. A woman can say, he makes me moist. I just said it, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. No, if I called it the dry tour, there's nothing fun about dry. You know what I mean?
I don't know somebody personally doesn't like the word moist. I don't understand it. It's just a freaking word.
Yeah, but there's some sort of science behind it. There's a reason that people hate it.
Not everybody, yeah.
There's a reason.
Well, look, I have no jokes about it. I'm not going to be saying the word a lot on stage. There may or may not be a big backdrop that says the word. We haven't decided on that yet. We're going to have to do some scientific studies to see if that'll make people uncomfortable. Or maybe it'll make them moist, you know. And that's more work for the ushers because after the show's been emptied out. So, you know, we've got a lot to do.
Jim Jefferies makes you moist. That's right there. JimJefferies.com is the website for the tour dates across the country. In Omaha, the Orpheum Theater, coming up on November 18th. Are you out already or is it starting later in the fall?
We start at the end of the month.
Okay.
I'm doing a few warm up gigs now. Like, you know, I had a really good show written for Australia, and now I'm just trying to engineer it a bit for American audiences. You know, like it's been that long since I've done comedy. The last shows that I used to do, the hot story was the bushfires in Australia.
Right.
Remember that? Remember when we cared about the koalas dying? That seemed like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, it does seem like a long time ago. Yeah. Oh, so you obviously adjust the jokes to the country. Obviously,
yeah. You change the jokes up for whatever. Yeah, look. Also, I don't really. A lot of people, and when you do like a radio interview or something like that, they'll go, "What should we expect from this tour?" And it's like, you know, you don't really know from day to day. You could have a story that comes up in your life. You know, you'll have a couple of set pieces, and then. Yeah, I haven't gigged in Omaha in a very long time.
No.
So I'm looking forward to coming back there, man.
No, it's the hell, you're right. We haven't seen you. We were in the studio with us at least 10 years ago. So
one thing we've noticed about post COVID is a lot of comedians now have updated their website for the first time in a year and a half, and yours looks up to date. Kicking it off in Vegas at the end of the month.
So you,
I am. I'm going to Vegas, and then. I got the baby's due. September the 11th, which is going to be easy to remember. Like I'm not, you know, happy about that. But my baby, that's when the baby's due, and then I'm back on the road. Like 10 days later, I'm doing like New York and Chicago and all sorts of stuff. And my wife said to me, she goes, "So you're just going to leave me at home with the baby?" And I'm like.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's what's going to, how we make the money to keep the baby.
But there's some strategy in the schedule there.
That's a 20. That's
about 2 weeks after the birth. I think I'll go to New York.
That's
and
also
Chicago
the 20th anniversary of 9/11, too, for that matter. I didn't even think about
that. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't plan it this way. I didn't even think I left it in. So how do you know?
Is this your first child? I should know that. I'm sorry, Jim.
I think you got one other, don't you?
No, this is my... Well, I have an 8-year-old son who I have with a different lady, and who I'm still friends with. Everything's all good. No, I've seen my son, you know, 1 week on, 1 week off, and I'm very involved in my son's life. But what I'm finding with it, so my wife is like... My ex, who's Hank's mother, Sorry. Hold on. My alarm just went off then. I'm up. It's all good.
Yeah. Snooze bar. You're a snooze bar user.
So Hank's mother's a bit more hippy-dippy and not very strict, and my wife is going to be a very strict parent. And so it's a little bit of a scientific experiment. Like, the two children are going to be raised by me exactly the same way.
Right.
And I'm going to let two women raise them different ways. So we'll see if one of them turns out to be really crap, I'll be able to point the finger at which woman who did the wrong thing. I'll be able to go, well, that was your parenting.
Which one's the hippy-dippy, the ex or the new one?
The ex.
Okay, got it.
The new one's very strict. Look, my son's turned out great thus far.
Yeah.
But I'll be able to go, it's your fault. And if they both turn out perfect, I'll take the credit for both.
As you should.
Well, I would think. Yeah.
And if they both turn out terrible, it's both their faults. You know, so I can't lose it.
No, you can't.
One of the problems with having a child with different people is this: is you know how they always do these adverts? They go, with your first baby, and they always show someone wrapping their baby in bubble wrap or whatever, or like being careful with it. And then they go, your second baby, and then people are throwing the baby across the room. Right,
right. That's
well, I've just got two first babies. So
that's,
that's
right. You've got to protect all the furniture in the house twice because you're right. The second baby, our second baby, I took off all the cushions. I didn't care. You know, that's the way it always is. Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be his call. That's the wife's call.
It's the wife's call.
My house is being baby-proofed. And my wife's like, well, you got to get a baby-proof before September. And I'm like, it doesn't need... It's not getting into the medicine cabinet in its first month. You can wait a few months until it's up and crawling. Like, you have to worry about that right away.
Yeah, they do just kind of lay there.
I have to get a baby on board sticker because my wife believes that'll stop people from smashing into us or honking the horn or something. Like, I don't really understand, but I won't be driving around with it. There's few things in life that I can't do, and I won't do that.
Okay, you won't drive around a car with a baby on board sticker. I don't blame you for that. I wouldn't do that either. What's the other thing?
Ah, there's plenty of other things that I won't do. I'll do it, but you have to give me a couple of glasses of wine.
The Moist Tour, Jim Jefferies, Omaha, the Orpheum Theater, November 18th for tickets all across the country because he's touring the whole country, jimjefferies.com. So right now you should be in Australia doing on tour, correct?
I should be on the last day or so of the tour, and I should be coming home now-ish, yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, it was like, look, you can't visit Australia at the moment, and unless you're an Australian citizen or you have a work permit or something like that. But you know, I've always been a big advocate of Australia and how Americans should actually go out there and visit it and all that sort of stuff. But at the moment, I got to tell you, don't bother. Just stay home.
Stay home. Okay. Stay home and be safe.
You're not missing out on anything at the moment. Yeah, I we're still getting more cases of COVID in Los Angeles than they're getting in all of Australia, but they have no herd immunity or anything like that. And so I think America's initial negligence is paying off right now. And you're actually doing a lot better.
Our initial negligence actually is paying off. Probably because of the COVID, the vaccine. I see that.
Right, it didn't produce any overconfidence like Australia.
That's a good point. Right.
Yeah. I like America. It's like you're the only country in the world that has like medical adverts that sort of goes on the TV and they go, our side effects may be suicide and this and that. And it's like, do you want to get rid of your psoriasis? And then it's like, you might kill yourself at the end. And people are like, well, I'll ask my doctor for that. And then you have a vaccine where one in a million people have gotten blood clots. And you go, it's not ready. It's just not ready.
Well, we're stupid. I mean, we're not this show, but America's stupid. I got that.
Well, sometimes we're stupid.
The whole world's dumb. I'm not picking. You know why America seems stupid? Why Americans seem stupid? Do you know why? Because you've got the population to seem stupid. In Australia, we have a population of 24 million people, and our stupid people, we can contain them to a certain degree.
Good point.
You know, in America, half the country is dumb, and it's like, you know, 150 million odd people are dumb. And actually, that's my math's bad on that. But
that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense because they had there's so many things that makes sense about. You're right.
Yeah,
we have too many dumb people. Right?
Dumb people's they're a powerful lobby.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
Jim Jefferies. Hey, Jim, thanks for phoning, man. Good luck on the show. Actually, good luck on the tour. And hopefully, as we get a little closer, let's talk again before the show in Omaha, if you want to. It'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love that. Thanks for having me, lads. I appreciate it.
Hey, good luck with the baby, too, man. Appreciate
it. Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jim Jefferies. Yeah, he was in the studio back in the day. What a great guy. God, he makes me laugh.
He's so funny.
He tells some great stories, doesn't he? Yeah.
And he's one of the few, like, cool comedians.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know.
Oh, yeah, that time he was in the studio with us. I mean, yeah, that was 10, 12 years ago before he was really hitting it big and just one of the nicest guys.
Yeah, he was a real nice guy.
One of the nicest guys.
He was drinking a lot then, too. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like he just I love that analogy. That makes a great – that makes a lot of sense. Remember Australia? I don't want to get into too much of this, but they had a huge, like, mass shooting, and the very next day they said no.
Well, that was New Zealand.
No, and also Australia had one, too. Australia had one, too. Australia had one, too, and they said the very next day, nope. Even the right-wing Australian politicians said, nope, no more automatic guns. You're killing people.
This isn't acceptable.
And it stopped, yeah. Because they can contain the dumb people. And with the 300 million that we got here.
Yep.
About that.
We can't contain 150 million. I'll say 100 million are stupid.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot.
He makes a lot of sense with that statement.
That analogy makes some sense.
Yeah.
I think you're underestimating.
How dumb?
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at least 50% dumb.
Okay, we'll go 50-50.
150.
I'm with you on
that. At least 150 million dumb people.
All